God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
This is Pastor Larry. Election Day 2020 is just around the corner. I want to urge you to vote. This is one of the most important presidential elections we have ever had. Now, we say those words at every national election, but this election will determine whether or not America remains the America we have known and loved. As Christians, we heartily believe that Christians have a God-given commission to preach the gospel, win souls, plant churches, and teach people to live in a way that is honoring to God and also a blessing to each individual and family. That responsibility is in great jeopardy today. Voting is both a privilege and an obligation. For us to refuse to use our influences to be guilty of spiritual malfeasance, it is the worst kind of moral irresponsibility. With so much at stake, Christians must vote on November the 3rd. When any one of us is a no-show at the ballot box, the worst candidate is the one who has been helped. In a very real way, your vote counts, whether or not you go to the polls. The question you must answer is whether or not you want your vote to count for the candidate whose stated beliefs are in diametrical opposition to everything Christians believe. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer has said, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." And I can also add, not to vote is to vote. Dr. Tom Horn is with us for this show. He has taken part in a new DVD documentary titled Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. You know, friends, trafficking is dark. I didn't know that there's a darker side, but there really is. In the documentary Silent Cry, you will learn the statistical likelihood that your family will have to confront trafficking or satanic ritual abuse. You'll also have a good answer to the question why the Jeffrey Epstein case was only one example of a deep corruption that controls our country from the highest levels of government. There is great spiritual darkness that has our nation and world in its sinister grip. Tom, thank you so much for being on the show with us once again.
Hey, Larry, it's always great to be on with you, and thank you for highlighting this new documentary film. I think your viewers are going to find this to be the best, I hate to use the term slickest, but I mean it is the most commercial, well-done film that Skywatch Television has ever been involved with.
Well, it is a shocker because, you know, I knew that trafficking is dark, but there is a darker side, and it's awful. So, Tom, what was your role in the new Silent Cry documentary?
Yeah, well, there were several key things that I was asked to address in the documentary Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, specifically including the occult connection to people like Jeffrey Epstein, wealthy financier, you know, who trafficked and molested and facilitated the molestation of numerous children. And so in the film, people will hear me discussing how after his arrest, I go through the details about how he was found unconscious in his jail cell. He had injuries to his neck. After that incident, he was placed on suicide watch. Then 6 days later, on July 29, he's taken off suicide watch. He's placed in a special housing unit. He's supposed to be there with another inmate, but then they remove the inmate. And the jail informs the Justice Department that they're going to put another cellmate in there with him, but they don't. And then the guard that's supposed to be looking in on him every 30 minutes, they say, fell asleep. Both guards did. The cameras stopped working. Just a whole bunch of weird stuff. And then finally on August 10, 2019, he's found dead. And the circumstances surrounding his so-called suicide very quickly, you know, spawns questions around the globe, doubt, even President Trump tweeting the suggestion, you know, that Bill Clinton was the one that had him murdered. Of course, Clinton, his name is on the flight logs to so-called Orgy Island, Epstein's Island, as well as in Epstein's little black book. And, of course, you know, we've talked about some of this stuff in the past. I do a little bit in the documentary film on the so-called body count list, the number, high number of people that had been involved in some of those government circles with the Clintons that have wound up dead under mysterious circumstances and so on. But it isn't just, you know, the people like Donald Trump. There was a recent Rasmussen poll that says that 70% of Americans also believe the suicide conclusion is untrue, that he was actually murdered to keep him silent, involving some of the people around him. And the elites that were involved with Epstein, and the evidence that he and some of his friends were not only trafficking children for sex, but ritual sex at his private estates and islands. And this goes to the darker side of trafficking, where we were able to uncover. In fact, I did a year-long investigation that wound up in the book called Shadowland that people can also get from Southwest Radio Church. And that was me working with people, including from the Pentagon, who helped me gather information. I even wound up with high-resolution drone footage of the island where nobody can go, where you had this constant supply of underage girls that were being delivered to be raped. And even where buried news reports, which we were able to uncover two of them, that showed that skulls and bones of children had been recovered in the waters around Epstein's island. And then, of course, in the documentary, we go into the 2018 IG report by the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, which contains a section that actually mentions Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation together with crimes against children, which at the time it was first published in 2018, you know, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, they did panel discussions in which experts detailed how it appeared to them that Horowitz was actually intentionally skirting deeper facts of pedophilism connected to the Clintons and Epstein and their inner circle of friends. Of course, one of the other parts in the documentary that we deal with, having to do with cult rituals and sex abuse of minors, and by the way, adults too, which also included ties to Hillary Clinton associates, but as well as Senator Chuck Schumer, some Hollywood stars like Allison Mack and other notables, and even the connection to the 2019 NXIVM trial involving the self-help guru Keith Raniere. You know, Raniere was found guilty of charges involving sex trafficking of young illegal immigrant girls from Mexico. But more than that, he was also found guilty of, quote, human experiments and Satanism-inspired rituals that took place at the cult compound, according to the mountains of evidence exposed by the historic trial, end quote. So what we tried to do in Silent Cry is obviously deal with the subject of human trafficking and the atrocities around it, but to suggest that at least in some cases there is something very deep, much deeper and darker going on here that is motivated by ritual magic, sex magic, from occultism. And so as to this occult connection, I could also point out what we talk about in the film, Hillary's obsession with John Podesta's interest in Satanism, telemic aliens, UFOs that was uncovered in WikiLeaks, seances that were being conducted at the White House between Hillary and Jean Houston, during which she was allegedly visited by the phantom of her political inspiration, Eleanor Roosevelt. And the circle is pretty large. Former presidential candidate and New Ager Marianne Williamson was participating in some of those seances with Hillary. And as a matter of fact, Clinton insider Larry Nichols told me personally that Bill Clinton had told him that Hillary was a member of a coven in California that was regularly meeting to practice witchcraft. And his allegations I found to be believable. So there's another thing here that's in the film, but we only kind of scratched the surface, and that is how that some of these people in the lead up to the 2016 election and during the WikiLeaks expose, it came to light that the interests of John Podesta, Hillary, Epstein, people like that, they were fascinated by material that the IG report says, quote, quickly took a dive into the paranormal, which, according to a senior manager, included studying bizarre creatures, poltergeist activity, invisible entities, and so on, end quote. And those reports were subcontracted to a research team that had been led by a psychic espionage researcher, according to the report, whatever that means, and they don't identify who that is. But it does tie the agencies in 2016 and WikiLeaks to Hillary and her circle of friends to actual satanic rituals and other occultic beliefs, where you have an unclassified U.S. Department of State letter that is included in the report that depicts a ritual partially describing, quote, with fingers crossed, the old rabbit's foot out of the box in the attic, I will be sacrificing a chicken in the backyard to Molech, end quote. So there was some really dark stuff going on here that is that was tied to human trafficking. Of course, this week, you know, we're learning now that with Hunter Biden, that he too was involved in paying for some of these people overseas that were being sex trafficked. So these were slaves. So it's something that we as Americans, we don't really want to think about this. We don't want to think that our elected officials behind the scenes are doing something maybe deeper and darker than, you know, than the Grove in California, where they all gather in front of a 40-foot tall giant owl to worship the demon Molech there. Molech, of course, is the ancient Canaanite demon connected with child sacrifice, and is actually reflected in the occult architecture that I examined in my book Shadowland. That's also the issue of it raised in this film Silent Cry.
Well, was there some of the things that you saw? I know you said you have drone footage. So what on Epstein's Island really indicates ritual sex occult activity that was actually taking place there?
Yeah, so people should get this documentary film from you, and also from Southwest Radio Church, get the book Shadowland if they want to get the full depiction, where working with my friends from the Pentagon, and also with experts in occult symbolism, we look at what some people call the temple that is on Epstein's Island. There's also a massive sundial on that island with rune stones at the open hours of the clock, which is highly satanic. There's gods and goddesses all over the island that are also connected with Molech, but also historically ritual human sacrifice. There's labyrinths all over the island, as well as at the Zorro Ranch that Epstein owned in New Mexico. And of course, the labyrinth is historically connected to the Minotaur and human child sacrifices. So I know we don't have time to get down into all the minutiae of this in this short interview, so I would recommend people get the film, also get the book, so that they'll understand the occult symbols, the idols, the structures, all of which, by the way, are connected to child sacrifice throughout history, and what appears to be a grand scale example of esoteric practices at Epstein's New Mexico Zorro Ranch, as well as on his private island, where you had these elite flying in from around the world, and the locals who work there are the ones, by the way, that coined the phrase the around the airplane flying in. They're referring to it as Orgy Island, and I forget the name of the airplane, but it has to do with having sex with underage children. They were the ones that raised all of those functions, just based on those titles, based on the functions that they saw playing out on that island. But there is one thing that I would raise in particular. It's an enigmatic site on Epstein's Island, images of which were captured in 2013, that bear this detailed design of a long earthen barrier, approximately 20-foot high walls with four walkways inside of it, leading to an inner circle around a square. Then in 2017, as investigators were closing in on Epstein, there was some intentional effort there made to disguise the uses of the area. They replaced the layout with a temporary tennis court, followed in 2019 by an empty containment field where now they're just, they have a bunch of equipment parked. But that original design of four walkways inside a confined area leading to a circular midsection that was on Epstein's Zorro Ranch, still is, as well as on the Orgy Island, is straight out of antiquity and connected to ancient cultic sites discovered in olden civilizations worldwide, where you had circular, square, and or rectangular images that have this history of being used throughout antiquity, where children would be used for sex rites, but then also often sacrificed to these gods. And so that symbolism is rich with meaning, and it is connected beyond speculation to how those kinds of designs were used in antiquity, including for the sacrifice of children.
Wow, well, that is really an earful, and certainly I've looked at Silent Cry. There's several other speakers there, but this is something that should be of extreme concern to each and every one of us. It just seems like darkness is creeping over the land. Tom, thank you so much. And friends, this is something that you want to get, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. And then also the book that Tom Horn mentioned that he authored, Shadowland. So our announcer, Matthew, will come and tell you how you can get these really startling and quite, what should I say, well-researched tools to help you understand what is happening.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the new DVD by Tom Horn and Josh Peck titled Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. You can have your own copy for a gift of $25 if you live in the United States and $40 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. It is fast and easy. If you'd rather order by mail, our address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order anytime on our website at swrc.com. We also have the best-selling book by Tom Horn titled Shadowland. This is the perfect companion book to the DVD. You can have a copy of Shadowland for a gift of $20. Better yet, get both the DVD, Silent Cry, and the book, Shadowland, for a gift of $35. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
Government limitations on worship are unconstitutional. America was founded on the principle that people should be able to worship free of government interference. Yet too many of our elected leaders seem to have forgotten or are deliberately ignoring this basic principle.
The purveyors of panic porn, an accurate term for those who support government lockdowns in Washington, D.C., have closed churches or drastically limited church attendance. Now, one of the largest evangelical churches in Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill Baptist Church, filed suit in federal district court, challenging the city's COVID-19 restrictions.
Until the coronavirus pandemic and D.C.'s restrictions on worship, Capitol Hill Baptist Church had met for in-person worship every single Sunday since February the 27th, 1878. The church does not have an online ministry and has not conducted online services because of its religious convictions that the Bible commands worshipers to meet together for worship. During the pandemic, the church has met in an open field in Virginia.
Under the district's Phase 2 order, outdoor church services are limited to 100 individuals. And on June 10th, Capitol Hill Baptist filed a waiver application with the District of Columbia, seeking permission to hold larger outdoor services. The mayor's office denied the request on September the 15th. In the lawsuit, the church alleges that the district's Phase 2 order discriminates against religious worship. The order exempts other in-person outdoor gatherings from the 100-person limits. Restaurants, for instance, are exempt from the outdoor size limitations so long as they observed social distancing. So too for farmers' markets. Likewise, the order does not limit the number of children participating in outdoor activities and child care facilities, but simply requires social distancing between classroom students.
Even more shocking is the disparate treatment accorded religious worship and mass protest. While the District of Columbia has restricted outdoor church attendance to no more than 100 people, regardless of social distancing precautions, the mayor has personally appeared and endorsed mass protest in the district. On June the 6th, Mayor Bowser delivered a speech to a gathering of tens of thousands of people, describing the large protest as wonderful to see.
In its complaint, Capitol Hill Baptist makes it clear that it supports the right of all these groups to exercise their First Amendment right to protest. The church affirmed that the First Amendment protects both mass protest and religious worship. One would think this is something that is beyond dispute, and yet the mayor has actually defended her differential treatment of protest and religious worship. Quote, First Amendment protest and large gatherings are not the same, the mayor argued, because, quote, in the United States of America, people can protest, close quotes. But in the United States, dear mayor, people can also gather to worship.
Just beginning to comprehend what has happened in some of our cities in the last few months is a mental challenge that only those who live there can fathom. John Nolte, quoted on Breitbart September 16th, brings this into focus. The domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter have accomplished one thing, the most costly riots in the history of our country. Property Claim Services, a company that tracks insurance claims filed due to riots and the like, found that the left-wing riots that occurred between May 26 and June 8 this year could reach $2 billion in insurance claims. Obviously, because the left's domestic terrorism extended well beyond June 8 and is still ongoing, the company acknowledges this is still happening, so the losses could be significantly more. Let's take for comparison the 1992 Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. They would have cost $1.42 billion in today's dollars. If you add up the insurance cost in 2020 dollars for all six major American riots during the turbulent 1960s, the total is a little shy of $1.2 billion, which means the terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter caused more mayhem and property damage in 2 weeks than this country saw through all of the 1960s. To the surprise of no one, Axios, the organization filing the information, still used the term mostly peaceful to describe what's happening. As if this helps justify BLM, they add, yes, but these losses are small compared with those stemming from natural disasters like hurricanes and the wildfires that are consuming the U.S. West. Another thing to keep in mind is that these estimates are based only on insurance claims. So near the bottom of the piece, we're told U.S. companies have learned the hard way that their insurance doesn't cover business interruption related to the coronavirus. Most policies emphatically do not cover riot-related losses. In other words, that astronomical number isn't estimating total damage, just the damage that's insured. So while the number is not helpful in estimating the total damage, it is still a good apples-to-apples comparison with past riots, since all the calculations are based on insurance claims. It's not over. What the future holds is still unknown, and the comments from the far-left Washington Post at the beginning of the month seem to be a threat. They said, a landslide for Joe Biden would result in a relatively ordered transfer of power. Every other scenario we looked at involved street-level violence and political crisis. It would seem clear that the establishment media and Democrats are stacking the deck to frighten the public into voting for Biden. If Biden wins, the article concluded, the Democrats, the media, and their brown shirts in Antifa and Black Lives Matter will have had their terrorism validated. Has America come to the conditions described in Isaiah 59, 3 and 4? For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity.
Most people are not aware of the fact that Native American communities are facing a crisis of missing and murdered female American Indians and Alaskan Natives. Is there any justice for victims, healing for their families, and protection for women, children, and families across America?
Early in October, President Trump signed into law the Not Invisible Act and also Savannah's Act, two measures that address the problem. Savannah's Act, named after Savannah LaFontaine Graywin, a pregnant 22-year-old tribe member from North Dakota who was killed 3 years ago, will establish law enforcement protocols relating to missing and murdered indigenous women. Specifically, the bill directs the Justice Department to set national law enforcement guidelines between the federal government and Native American tribes with the aim of helping track, solve, and prevent crimes against Native Americans. The Not Invisible Act directs the Department of the Interior and the Department of Justice to establish a joint task force on violent crime within and against Native American communities.
Navajo President Jonathan Nez, in a statement, called the signing of the two bills, quote, a historic day for all tribes across the country, close quotes. He thanked lawmakers, tribal leaders, and grassroots advocates who fought long and hard to push these important measures over the finish line to help bring an end to the ongoing losses of life, trauma, and devastation caused by the missing person crisis across our country.
Never before has a documentary dared to expose the true depths of this occult evil, sex trafficking. After watching this film, you'll never be the same. Our special offer today exposes this wickedness. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. If you'd like to send us your prayer request, or if you have a question or comment, please send them to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And we invite you to visit our website where you can hear this program again or look through our materials at swrc.com. Thanks for joining us today. Join us tomorrow when Pastor Larry talks with Terry James about the coming of the Antichrist on the Watchmen on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.